Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at a specific type of alopecia, central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, CCCA. Chances are you're already familiar with the condition alopecia, where hair is lost from some or all areas of the body. Central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, or CCCA, however, is an inflammatory type of hair loss, beginning in the center of the scalp, then spreading outwards. It's the most common form of scarring hair loss seen in middle-aged black women. Dermatologist at the Kingston Public Hospital and president of the Dermatology Association of Jamaica, Dr. Lorenia Muir Green, says the condition is more commonly found in women than men.
In this condition with central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, or what we like to term in dermatology, CCCA, you get what persons will describe this relentless itch. They're scratching, and they can't get rid of it. Just itch and they itch and they itch. Some of them even describe themselves scratching in the night. They wake up scratching their scalps in the night.
Scaling, pus and or water bumps in the scalp, tenderness and soreness, as well as a sensation of creepy crawlies are some symptoms of CCCA. The earliest sign of this condition has been found to be persistent breaking of the hair in the center of the scalp and weakening of hair texture regardless of treatments or care. Dr. Green says, despite many attempts to find the cause, there has been no conclusive result.
We're not quite sure why people get in it. They've done a study in South Africa to show that there's some inheritance pattern, but we're trying to do studies to see what could be the cause of the condition. Like I said, it's an epidemic worldwide. We're seeing it in a lot of black people or black women worldwide, and we're not quite sure what is the cause. It has been described first in the 70s. That doesn't mean that it never existed before, but it's at the time they call it hot comb alopecia, because all the women who came in were doing, you know, at the time, the press and curls.
Speculation connecting the condition to popular chemical hair treatments done by females have been refuted by other studies, which show an inheritance pattern and its presence in men. Treatment for central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, CCCA for short, works best when started early, as the condition can lead to permanent hair loss over time. Dr. Green says patients with CCCA often try over-the-counter treatments that cannot properly address the condition.
And if you leave that alone, the natural progression is that the hair does not grow back at all. So that I usually encourage persons to come in if they're having any issues using the over-the-counter products for the, you know, the stimulatory essential oils are not going to help. Those things are great. However, in a condition like this, you actually need to get medical treatment to stop the problem and stop it from spreading. And you need to be investigated to see if you have any other underlying problem.
Dermatologist at the Kingston Public Hospital and president of the Dermatology Association of Jamaica, Dr. Lorenia Muir Green. Treatment options are normally targeted at stopping the progression of the disease and preventing further hair loss. These include anti-inflammatory agents such as topical steroids, tetracyclines, and cyclosporin. Discontinuation of traumatic hair care practices is an essential aspect of treatment, and women with the condition are encouraged to consider natural hairstyles. For general scalp health, relaxers or creaming the hair should be performed by a professional no more frequently than every 6 to 8 weeks, and the scalp should not burn as a result of relaxer application. Persons should also minimize heat application and avoid tight braids and weaves or extensions. Avoid hairstyle practices associated with discomfort, scalp irritation, or scaling, and perform tasks that promote moisture retention in the hair. For more information on the best way to care for your hair and scalp, you can begin by speaking with your dermatologist. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News, Instagram @JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook @the Jamaica Information Service. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Healthline. Join us again next week for more. I'm Twyla Whelan, and please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.